This speaker comes from Texas, and although he feels that he has a more general American sound, the quality and the feel of this dialect is, I think, more in that Texan frame. It's further back in the throat. You occasionally will hear the ing reduced to an in, and that ST sound will also have that assimilated SH shtr sound going on there as well.
Medea was the infamous princess of the kingdom of Colchis. She was daughter to King Aietes, keeper of the Golden Fleece. Jason led his best men to help find the legendary fleece. Additional traps were set that hampered capture of the fleece. But Medea lusted after Jason and hurried to undo her father. She killed the serpent guarding the fleeces and murdered her brother, hurling his dismembered corpse into the sea. Aietes pursued Medea and Jason, gathering up his son's remains. After the Argo returned to Iolcus, Jason was aghast to learn of his father's passing. His uncle, Peleas, was now in office blocking Jason's right to the throne of Iolcus. Medea promised the daughters of Peleas that her sorcery would restore his youthfulness. They should have looked as Medea cooked up her revenge. Meanwhile, Jason grew fretful at his futile exclusion and so wooed a new bride. A tearful Medea feared she was no longer a peer in Jason's plans. Jason did not care that Medea would not be spared punishment. Cruel Medea was sure to find a cure and lure Jason into her plot. Medea savored her base plans as her children played safely. Coiled with rage, her anger boiled as she poisoned her rival. The poisoned crown about Glaucus's head made her shout aloud. The sight of Jason's wife as she cried out in her plight was terrifying. Goaded by Jason's loathing, Medea strove to oppose his betrayal. Medea was a destroyer. Jason had sired her children, but his betrayal fired her revenge. In the final hours, Medea cowered at the sour turn of fate. There was no fairer pair of boys than her sons for whom she cared. Her heart beat slower as Medea lowered the dagger. How homeless Medea hated the betrayal of her husband, Jason. Her thoughtless thirst for revenge threatened her children's lives. Sailing and searching for the fleece was exciting but exhausting. Love and lust are the linchpins of legendary tales. Rarely do mothers wreak such bloody revenge upon their former lovers. This bitter battle was not fitting or fought fairly. It's not what you think. It's not the first time you waste yourself. I've seen it often, the way you will let your tongue run away with you when a low-profile, meek words acceptance of the status quo would have been the way to keep your home. Your words don't worry me, Medea. Sticks and stones? They're straw and chaff, the worst of your curses. Call me every vile thing that creeps. I don't care, but Creon is the king. You rant at him? Are you crazy? Count yourself lucky, exiles, all the punishment so far promised. You make it hard for me. I've always done my best to calm him down, persuade him you should stay. I could have crept back to you in secret, would have, but you can't keep it zipped. You will talk treason, court your own banishment.
Oh, hi.
So about where I'm from. I was born in Texas, but my accent is not typical of the Texan region. My father was in the military, so I moved around a lot. I actually grew up mostly in Europe. And both my parents also moved around a lot as they were growing up. So they have a pretty non-regional American dialect, and that's where I've gotten mine, with a couple of additions from British friends and otherwise. Yeah.